Welcome to the University of Manitoba's Icelandic Radio Journal, a continuing series of shorts documenting interviews and fragments that highlight Icelandic culture in Winnipeg. This special radio journal series was created in commemoration of the 60th anniversary of the establishment of the chair of the Icelandic department at the University of Manitoba. This edition features part two of a talk given by Icelandic writer and translator Guðbergur Bergsson entitled Exiles, which was presented in the Icelandic collection at the University of Manitoba in September 2011.
Soft things are bad things for the poets. It seems they don't bark anymore against injustice. They poetize in such a way that barking sweet. They poetize. It in such a way that barking sweet and low becomes vendible. Thus then freedom and democracy push poet into polite silence of second-rate literature. It leads them smoothly into becoming obedient. They are practical and say, I am not like my uneducated grandfather, old loudmouth, a troublemaker in time gone when unemployment turned men into dangerous barking dogs. That belongs to the past. Now there are for us hundreds of happy poetry festivals all over the world, even in Afghanistan. During centuries, humanity has apparently not learned anything from the constant turn of history, and still less, mark me, the warning of Dante. But always great literature like his is a guardian angel acting on us, preventing we fall too low. Great literature is a milestone. Great art is a great thinking which prevents we drown in mediocrity. In life, we usually do not learn anything. Only in great crisis, we are forced to observe a bit what we have done. We are doomed to face some facts and try to find the rette via again. At the moment, we are in a grim situation, not knowing how to build a highway into a renewed history. But still there is some solution. Let each of our step build a simple way. Don't let once again others, bankers, or the man of power decide how the high road should be and to where it leads. This one we could build now would be our part of not any global road for the whole world, but a local and suitable road, not the one they decided is the best for nations, whether people like it or not. Once again, we have hit our head against the invisible wall of reality. We wanted to ignore it, but there it was. For a long time, we tried to ignore the dark, exemplary play of Dante composed during his exile in a forest during a conflict, not a world war. There are many similar things to observe, but the actual are vaster in our days. Our dilemma has been turned into a show with famous actors, but they are the same as in all history. The universal non-stop play goes on, and it deals with variation in front of our eyes. Actors differently dressed, but still we are far from being merciless as Dante, looking for the origin of things in order to get an answer. Did we really want, like Adam and Eve, to be thrown out of paradise? Did we even try to find out if paradise really was a paradise? We go a long labyrinth path through different forests in modern society, but walking long mainly for the trivial. We are looking for the trivial, the extra light, the playful thing, and fake appearances as we enter the purgatory. Already at the beginning of it, we hope the horror soon will come to an end. We think, as always, that time will cure all things, and then we hope in the right moment the labyrinth opens in the last corridor where the promised path of religion and ideologies will lead us into paradise. Mankind is not particularly original in its behavior, and reality and desire do not always match each other. Man likes wishful thinking more than the creative difficulties acting with the head, the hands, and the feet, and leaders still promise. After death, the happy end awaits you. You enter a paradise bigger than Mall of America. The man likes, like gods, just makes a variation, new Adams and Eve, that someone sooner or later will be kicked out. Is then what concerns man nothing but a common play? Curtains up, actors dance, and curtains down, and actors enter dressing rooms. Is man's destination nothing more than that, or to sit endlessly in a theater in order to participate in a repeated play? Is that the limitation of things? The constant growth does not exist. Three have their limits, man too. A tree can not grow endlessly into the sky, though it might want to reach the highest top of a mountain. Man is but a walking shadow, Shakespeare said, and one could add to that what another poet said, man is a hungry tiger in the forest of the night. Possibly more certain, man is a money-minded tiger, shadow, after the first exile, the mystic apple-eating biblical exile. All men belong to what is called the humanity, and humanity has its origin not in the sin, but the first unjust exile decided by angry God, who created his images wrong, later becoming the symbols of bad behavior and disobedience that explain how man entered the desert almost naked and with a leaf from a rugged pear tree to hide its shame. All the same, Adam and Eve were God's image, and the mankind just a collection of things constantly exiled from his invisible spirit and spiritual body. Man will in Christian teaching always be a result of exile. Using some logic, no problems could have been in paradise due to the fact that no people lived there. Without people, no conflicts. There were no stock exchanges, no dealers, no hedge funds, no beauty parlors for aging people, and no need to buy pink dresses for little girls. No child was born in paradise. The garden was not baby-friendly, but the fiend was there. Tracing his origin to the holy God, an expulsion from happiness in all doing, man is marked by he will always suffer on behalf of worldly forces, the society or moneylenders, if he got high loans in order to buy a house, in order to make his nest and cannot pay the interest. Then everything is taken away, even his computer, and he cannot enter the internet. He cannot consult his Facebook every morning. He cannot send his okay to all Facebook friends and find out who has a birthday today. He is unable to send a message or click on good for you. If someone sends a photo of the new dog. He is an outlaw, exiled from the internet. This is the most common fear people suffer in our time, where the idea of what an exile is has completely changed. If someone is cut out from being in contact with friends on Facebook, he has the feeling the God who created that holy book separated him not only from the paradise of information, but has sent him to hell. He is not in the universe, which is worse than being in a Greek tragedy, and he would rather drop dead than not being able to dedicate his morning to the Facebook and find out who and how many Facebook friends have a birthday all over the world. Never there was such a good selection of exiles as in our days. The modern man is not a Greek classic tragic hero. He does not have willpower, no conviction, but he is obsessed, addicted to things. The modern gods of publicity bend him, and he might become mad in front of the computer and die rather than leave his monitor. Modern man accepts anything the little gods offer him, and willingly he enters the hell of insignificant things of daily life. He is not any Bochest, not a hero that wants to kill the ugly and unjust unless they are acting in computer games. He is not willing to sacrifice his life for the fatherland. The machines do that for him, the missiles and the perfect technology. Modern man is innocent, and missiles are innocent too, although they can think with a computerized head. We are morally speaking so far from sense of responsibility that whenever we wish, we liberate us from any aesthetic behavior. But incorrect behavior and ugly doings are the characteristics and the faults of others, the enemies. In our time of information, we have a great selection of news about different kinds of exiles every day, some serious, others less. Many are just a Vanity Fair or plays made to draw attention or to awaken pity. The same is in art and films. Old man in need of solitude retires from society for practical reason, or he is hiding something as he does not know human nature. In other cases, man is expelled from his country for incorrect behavior, or he leaves for economical reason. That is frequent in news, and the reasons are different. Greed might be also have leaded a man, led a man from his homeland in order to achieve more money in another country. Often there is no difference between escape, flight, and exile. Meaning of words change constantly, and it is difficult to know what is behind the words. Often words have no meaning. Common words usually lose their signification in time when empires begin to fall because of their political and economical situation is dangerously bad, not to say the culture. Then qualified people leave voluntarily. Their country and people from other lands immigrate and occupy their place. In the time of the Roman Empire, this was called the invasion of the barbarians, until the barbarians had seized the power and settled down. Later, Europeans began to immigrate and gain the victories in other continents. Sometimes intellectuals were sent there into exile if the ruling class of the country thought they spread dangerous ideas. This does not happen anymore, as revolutionary ideas don't exist. In recent time, people often left because governments wanted poor people or needed poor people, proletarians of other nations to do the dirty, heavy work. The most common was to cross the Atlantic rather than other strange seas. For some people, immigration was similar to an adventure. It was a new experience, realization of dreams, maybe camouflaged greed, a hidden desire to dominate still poor people in the new land. Most of the time, the Europeans considered the right to conquer continents and later impose on foreign people their language and culture, as they considered the natives ignorant, although many of the conquerors had in their homeland not even received basic education because of the low social standard. This was the golden age of the European domination and economical growth based on exploitation of colonies. Usually the newcomers were well received. Later, the European dictators during the last century, mostly in the 40s, enriched the culture of former colonies, sending their intellectuals and scientists into exile. And another phenomenon during the last century, in the 60s, poor workers from the Mediterranean countries exiled themselves or escaped from their homeland in order to find future in northern Europe, doing dirty job natives would not touch. And recently, people from Africa risk their life trying to find paradise in Europe, while people from the poor lands of the European community flock by thousands away from their homelands, and therefore the old continent looks in some cities like a madhouse of exiled whores and proletarians running desperately from one place to another. They act as if they have entered purgatory, hoping that not in the long run, but soon they will end up in a German paradise. Man is exiled his life long. In the beginning, we emerge from a mysterious exile, and at the end, we dip into an exile unknown. All along our existence, we experience the same destiny, man's exile, always the same, but each exile has its own cut. Everything has its ups and downs, situations change, man will remain always the same. Thank you.